Welcome to Radio Kitchen, I'm Al Spohler. I don't know about you, but my grill is fired up and going like blazes. Now, cooking on the grill can be as easy as you want it, or it can be an opportunity for creativity, and Chef Jerry Pellegrino of Scola Cooking School, you are a past master at grill. How are you going to have some fun this summer?
Well, you're right, though. I mean, you could just take a piece of meat without doing anything to it, slap it on the grill, and it will be delicious.
Yes.
There is no doubt. But there is the opportunity to play with certain things like marinades, rubs, and sauces that will definitely sort of elevate your cooking game, easily. Just sort of quickly, this whole thing of marinades. I think there's a lot of bad information out there and old school sort of thinking. I mean, there's two things you really don't want in your marinades. You don't want salt and you don't want oil. I mean, either one of these, you know, causes some issues. Salt, obviously, is what we use to pull moisture out of food.
Right.
We salt salmon, we salt cod, we salt things to pull moisture out. And we want to keep our food relatively moist and tender. So certainly you're going to use salt before you grill, but to sort of keep it out of the marinade is important. Oil. Unclear to me why it ever shows up in a marinade. It doesn't do anything. Because of that whole oil and water don't mix.
Yeah.
It just floats on top of your food. And it's tragic when you try and put that food on the grill because that oil will drip right into the flames and just cause a huge mess. So if you're looking at these recipes for marinades, just pull the salt and oil out of them. The rest of the ingredients are actually quite useful.
And what we're looking for is acid.
Yeah, well, so there's a couple reasons to marinate. I mean, foods that are tender already, things like shrimp and salmon, we're just adding flavor, so you can leave the acid out and you can marinate for a shorter time.
Well, that makes sense, yeah.
But for these tougher cuts of meat, like flank and things like that, or brisket, that we do want to sort of tenderize a little bit, this acid is crucial in the marinade, and longer periods of time, sometimes overnight, or 10 to 12 hours are useful.
Well, let's put one of your approved marinades on the website.
Of course.
And we'll use that. Now, can you tell me about rubs? What's the purpose?
So you've got this whole, this group of food that's just tender on its own.
Right.
Right. And so this rub just gives you the opportunity to add some flavor to the outside.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think a real classic is sort of pork loin. Love to grill it. And
sure.
Done right, it's actually really delicious. But the Cubans do a great pork marinated or pork rubbed loin that's got, lots of garlic and orange, paprika, things like that. Also, doing it on the rotisserie would be great, but you can certainly just give this pork loin a nice rub, grill it up, and it's really good.
Will the rub flavor actually penetrate into the meat?
I mean, if you let the rub sit overnight, you might get some love out of it. But the other things with rubs is you have to be careful of sugar because that will burn, right? And so thicker pieces of meat, you want less sugar in the rub. So you can keep them on the grill longer.
Gotcha. How about some sauces?
Everybody makes barbecue sauce
or
they buy it. But certainly we've got things like great peaches in Maryland that make an incredible peach barbecue. And there's a great sort of version of the sort of southern mustard and vinegar-based barbecue that you can turn into a barbecue sauce. And actually, it's become a favorite of mine to do on chicken, making just sort of a mustard vinegary barbecue sauce that you're going to brush on towards the end, just get it caramelized and finish off your chicken that way.
Yeah, I like the ideas of using some of our local peaches.
Oh, yeah. A peach barbecue sauce is excellent.
Oh, man. I'm going to try it. Let's look. The people at home try it.
We've got those recipes. We're going to throw them on the website.
Out of sight.
Yeah.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I am Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.